So first I finished what I was, there was commercial break. There was commercial break. Advertising Coca-Cola. Advertising tea. Advertising tea. So, what I was saying before. So, if you go to church, you know, with the church, then you see it's not a snake, it's a rope, you see. But real rope. You see, a real, not before real snake, now that's gone. Then now you discover, now that you cannot find, because it doesn't exist. Now you see the real rope. Before real snake, now real rope, you see, with the torch and that, you see. Real rope, you see. Nothing to do with your mind. Never came from your mind. You know, nothing to do with your mind. Rob, completely existing from the side. Rob completely existing from the side. Rob, having inherent existence. Rob having inherent existence. Or existing from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. So appearing like that, you see. Real rope, in a sense, appearing not merely labeled by the mind. So that is the subtlest, you know, hallucination object to be repeated. The four schools of Buddhist philosopher, the fourth one, Madhavic school, the second, you know, Tanjuruwa, Parsankhya school. That was that school's object to be reputed. That extremely subtle one. So, you see the rope. Rope appears to you, and you see the rope that way. Real rope, not merely labeled by mind. There's a object to be repeated, you know, a false object. According to each schools of the Buddhist philosopher, Chittamewa, Dodeva, Simzamba, Rangdiwa, Tanjuba, Chittamewa, Simzamba, Babashikawa, Sudantrika, and then the Manual School, and the Sawatantra School, the Madhyamika Sawatantra School, Madhyamika, then the Parsankhya School. So, hallucination, which the wrong view. You see, by believing in that, the ignorance, you see, according to each of the point of view, the school's point of view, object of the each of the ignorance explained by each of the school, everything is there in your view. You see, while you are looking at the robe, all those hallucinations that are explained by each school is there. In your view. So, however, the extremely subtle one is there, a robe appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind, you know. For that one. So, a person can school view the objective repertoire is there. This very subtle one is also there in your view. So, all these hallucinations piled up, you know, the way the robe is appearing to you and how you believe what the robe is. So, anyway. So with the torch, the next one, real rope is not merely labeled by mind. So rope is existing, not merely labeled by mind. So, slight more than what is merely imputed by mind. So this is there, not appearing merely labeled by mind. This appearance is not there, which is true. It's not there. You don't see it. Even though that's what it exists, but you don't see it. So now, this real rope appearing to not merely labeled by mind, you know, even slight more than what is merely labeled by mind, now you look for it. Where is it? What do you see beginning? Now you look where? You know, you analyze whether it exists there or not. So where is it? So, you see, now, every single hair every single hair is not, you see, let me put this way. Every single hair is not even the middle labeled rope. Then there's a whole bunch of the rope, you know, together. Even that is not the whole bunch of hairs put together, you see, they weaved or whatever. Even all together, you see, even that's not middle labeled rope. What exists is the middle labeled rope, but every single hair is not a rope, middle labeled rope, and all together, even that is not a middle labeled rope. So, even the middle labeled rope you cannot find. There's no way it exists. On this, you see, on this, no way you can find rope, no, middle labeled rope. You know, wherever you point out, wherever you point, you cannot find. Yes, middle labeled rope does exist, but you cannot find on there. You cannot find from the tip down to, but from the from the other tip to the other lower tip, you see, anywhere you cannot find. The middle labeled rope you cannot find anywhere. Even that which exists, you cannot find there. You see. Not only you cannot find every single hair on every single hair, but even the whole together on that you cannot find middle labeled rope. Nowhere. If you look for, where is it? Yeah, I get. So that all that is just the base. Yeah. All that is just the base. Which can receive the label rope. The base which can receive the label rope, you see. Because it's not, yeah, so your mind which sees the base, the collection of hair put together, you see, which does function to tie things. Mind which see that base, then makes up the label rope, merely impute the label rope, and believe in that. So that is the label. What you see first is the base. Second, what you see first is the base. Then. Mind seeing that base, you know, they merely impute a rope, which is the label, which is the label, but it's not there, but this label is not on there, not on that base, nowhere. Nowhere it exists on that base. So therefore now, when you analyze this, that real rope is gone. The real rope, not middle level by mind, you see, when you put torch, you know, after snake, the real snake is gone, you see that, you see it's empty, non-existent. This real rope, not middle level by mind, existing from that, no, you see, that's gone. Is that total non-existent? Total non-existent. that you believe so strongly at the beginning. When you put torch, you see, after you realize it, let's say this is not snake, see? This real drop, not a mere left of mind, appearing and strongly, 100%, without doubt, you believe. Now this is not, now this is totally non-existent. There, see. How are you going to find this on this base, you know, collection of hairs put together? How you find this? Even what exists, many level rope, you cannot find that. So how can it exist? How can you find this? How can you find rope, not many level mind, not merely level by mind? How can you find this? This doesn't exist anywhere, neither on the base nor neither on the base nor anywhere. It exists totally. So absence of that is, see, non-objectifying that, see, realizing that that is totally non-existent, realizing that is totally non-existent right there. That which appears from a small side is totally empty, which appears existing from a side, you know, that's totally empty from its own side. Which appears existing from its own side is totally empty from its own side. Totally empty there, completely non-existent there. So seeing, realizing that is this, realizing, seeing emptiness of the rope. Emptiness of the rope. You see, so now that when you put the torch in the real rope, you see, not merely left by mind, appearing and what that you believe. This is, you see, So like this, exactly like this. Now you can get some idea of this hallucination. See, this hallucination, what you see with even the second phenomena, second object, see that with the torch, you see. What you believe that I have discovered, this is real drop, you know, real in a sense, not merely from the mind. So now you believe that this is what exists. Previous, the snake doesn't exist. The previous snake that you really believed, you know, and appeared as a real snake there, that's sort of non-existent, but this one exists. You see, one thing like that at the beginning. It's a letter, you see this total, after analysis, it's total non-existent. Exists nowhere, neither on the base nor anywhere. So, so like this hallucination action in everyday life, I, action, object. So enlightenment, yeah, enlightenment, hell, yeah, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problems, virtue, non-virtue, friend, enemy, bad and good. So this, we should recognize all the rest of the hallucinations that we have from this idea, the real rope, you see. Real snake and the second one, real rope. By recognizing this hallucination, we should recognize all the rest of the hallucinations that we have on all the mean level of phenomena. The harmony existing there, hallucination covered everything. So we should see. So all this empty, I, action, object, everything covered nonetheless. So therefore, they all are totally empty of that which appears something real from there. See? as this robe is empty of that real robe appearing from the side. Or as this as this robe, which is merely imputed to one, you know, doesn't have you know, inherent election robe or real robe. it doesn't have inherent existence. You know, existing by its nature, it doesn't have that. So all the rest of phenomena, including I, do not have inherent existing by nature. So this is extremely important. instrumentation to practice mindfulness in daily life. Looking at hallucination, looking at all these objects, you know, hallucination as their hallucination. So that one is extremely essential. So anyway, I mentioned here, but yeah, I mentioned here anyway, may not happen at the time, I'm not sure, but anyway, that, so integrating your daily life with meditation, two very important meditations of Lamrim, bodhicitta and emptiness, two very essential practice. You know, like two legs, you see, to go to enlightenment, you know, like that. bodhicitta and emptiness. So to make your daily life, you know, see, most meaningful, you see. So not just the sitting meditation, but the you see, here I'm talking about the busy life or the break time, break from dharma. That's wrong. Your actions will be non-virtual. If your life is break from dharma practice, then it will be non-virtue, engaging in non-virtue. That is a break from dharma practice. You see, here I'm talking about break from sitting meditation, not break from dharma. So, especially the times or busy or however working, say, when you're not doing sitting meditation. So how to make those daily lives, you know, most meaningful. By maintaining emptiness, you know, then you're liberating yourself from samsara. All day long, whatever you do, you are liberating with the mindfulness, emptiness, you are liberating all day long yourself from samsara. You are liberating, you see, from the prison of samsara that ignorance put you, your ignorance put yourself in the prison of samsara. So now with wisdom, you allow to generate wisdom and within yourself, and then you liberate yourself from the prison of samsara, your prison of samsara, you see. I'm not sure. I mean, those who heard Lamrim teachings before. The bodhicitta meditation techniques. One is developing the altruism to achieve enlightenment through the in Tibetan called Gyunden Mengab, seven techniques of mind, cause and effect. Based on the realization of equanimity, how all sentiments that are equal to you, and then on the basis of that, then how all sentiments happen, was mother and and the kind, and then repent the kindness, and then the loving kindness, the affectionate loving kindness, is the loving kindness that how the mother she the love that she feel to her beloved child, you know, like that. The child that she's cherished so much in her heart. You know? How the mother feel that child, that beloved child, like that kind. You see, you generate towards every single sentient being without a discrimination. Exactly like that. That's what it means. Affection, natural love, and kindness. So, Tibetan term is Jieshing Pangba. Jieshing Pangba number two. So, the feeling in your heart, extremely as a dear. So, term 그래야 돼. 준비 가지고 해. 머스티야. 소아이브 머스티야. 아. So you generate that to see like exactly like the truth. Every single sentiment. You see, even the person who abuses you, including the whom you call enemy, same. You have to generate that. Even to that person, without discrimination, to everyone, the six realm sentiments, to everyone, not just only human beings. So, affectionate love, affectionate loving kindness, affectionate loving kindness. So. loving kindness, feeling most dear or something. That loving kindness, you see that object, if that is something, in beauty. But this beauty is not physical beauty. The physically can be totally ugly, most horrible, you know. But the beauty, how you see that person, beauty is it? Because you meditated on kindness of that person before. That something being kindness, you see. Kindness from beginning is a rebirth, being mother and kind, you see. In this life, who is the most kind, most kind to you is the father, then the father. then you see, if that's easy for you to maintain on kindness, then you think of all sentient beings having your father, you see, in kind like this, exactly did like this, you know. Numberless times from beginner's rebirth by every sentient being. So you try to feel the, how you feel the, for your father, this. If the father is one who took the most kind, then And then you see, you try to say, if you get the same feeling that towards all sentient beings, you know? And then that helps you to generate, to repair kindness, and then to generate this. Then you see, then how you see this, your father, the beauty, you see. You see like that, then you're all sentient beings. Or if you're the mother, you see, you know, that you feel so kind, most kind. And then the parent, then that person, you see, somebody that you feel most kind. And then everybody did the same, you know, that kind of so, thing like that, can do like that. And then it's not you are making it up, it is according to reality. Have been like that from beginning to birth by every sentient being. So then every sentient being you see beauty, you know. In the as I mentioned, person physically very ugly, you know, terrible, ugly. But when you think of the kindness of the person, you know, then you feel, you say, affectionate love, and the view of the affectionate, I think you see that person beauty, you see. So it's nothing to do with the physical beauty. And then that, yeah, so this is, why the mother is used in the text, mother, is because usually, I think, you know, giving birth, you see, you know, where your mind consciousness took place, that last day, you see, where you lived, was where, that you're taking care of for 9 months see, in the womb, is where your consciousness took place, you see. And you see, came born from mother, you see, from mother's body, she came out, you see. So that, so that itself is unbelievable kindness. You know, yeah, just that itself. Even that's only what she did. You know, nothing she did after that, but just only what that she did. Just that itself is unbelievable. You know, kindness. So if she did abortion or something, see, if she didn't take care of me, you know, because she feels uncomfortable, or uneasy, makes it uneasy in her life. You know, she doesn't have freedom. It doesn't give her freedom, and uneasy in her life and so forth. If you think about things, and then, you know, if you didn't take care of me, then by now I wouldn't have this precious human body. Not only that, I don't have these pleasures, human beings' pleasures, not only that, but the most precious thing is to meet Dharma and practice and to learn Dharma so that I can be free from samsara. You see, Dharma, which is only Buddha's teaching, that Dharma, which is the only thing that there is, has a means, has a complete path that liberated me from samsara, and not only that, to achieve enlightenment, so that I can liberate numberless sentiments from all the sufferings caused and bring them to enlightenment. So this is this infinite benefit that I can offer to a sentient being. So you see all this, now here you can think this came from the mother's kindness, this came from the mother, this is mother's kindness. Why you have all these opportunities? Why you have all these opportunities now? Came from mother. See, even mother, you see, what she did is only birth, and somebody else took care of you, somebody else raised you, and you think, you see, oh, my mother's abandoned me, my mother's terrible, and that somebody else took care of me, you know? And that's totally bad. You know, mother's totally bad, and these other persons, you just say, you completely, you know. Kind of how to say, you see this person's kindness, but you don't see the kindness of the mother, you see. You know, say, that all these opportunities that you have now, you know, not only temporal pleasure, human pleasure, comfort, but all these unbelievable chances like that I mentioned before, the mother's kindness came from the mother. You know, if she didn't take care of me in the womb, that's it. So by now, you see, I could be in the hell realm, by now I could be, you know, say, fish in the water, caught in the fisherman's nest or fish. fisherman's net or caught by fishermen on the hook, whatever, by an awkward worm, you know, eaten by bird, and, you know, cut in pieces by big, you know, could be in the mouth of the beak of the bird in the beak. Those big birds in the at the beach, you know, the ocean, this other. They have this huge. What? Pelican. This huge. It goes, you know, this long beach, and the kind of like that, very terrifying. Long beach. like that. And of course, you know, then the swallows, they kind of somehow, they keep their, or somehow it goes down. So anyway, you know, could be that by now, you know, could be in their mouth, you know. So, you never know, could be mosquito, you know, disturbing people, annoying people. So you never know. Could be crocodiles. You know, could be crocodiles. This long mouth. You know, like this. You know, very long mouth. See? With teeth hanging, you know. Such unbelievable body. So it could be like that. In the mud. Or they could be what? This big animal may live in the mud. Rhinoceros. No? Rhinoceros? Hippo. What hippo? Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. Or happy animals. So could be anything. You wouldn't have the chance. So when you think like that, she's in the evening, what she did just kept those 9 months, whatever, you see, took care and gave birth. It's just that, see. Then from that, all these things happened. So it's just unbelievable. This incredible of what we have now. So it came from her. It's unbelievable kind. It's normal, I say. Yeah. Especially back to Dharma. You know, I have opportunity to practice Dharma. Because of that, because she took care in her womb and gave birth, you see. So having opportunity to practice Dharma, so it's come from her. Her kindness. It's dependent to her. Like the fruit, you see, that you enjoy depend on the, and it came from the, you see, seed. Depend on the seed, you see, seed that is planted. So like that's it. So all this incredible, comfort, pleasure that we have, and this most fascinating thing that is a miracle that is having opportunity to practice Dharma and to achieve all the happiness, future life, and liberation from samsara and enlightenment. So, depend to her taking care, you know, giving birth to me, human body, and took care, gave human body and took care. So it's this. So if you repay kindness to her, just to repay kindness, just on this life, you see, without questioning, without thinking all the past life, her being mother and, you know, gave not only temporary happiness, but opportunity to practice Dharma also in the past lives. She didn't, nonetheless, you see, without thinking that, just this life, her kindness, even you sacrifice your life to her, give up your life, sacrifice your life towards her, equally number of atoms equivalent number of atoms with Earth. That many lifetime, that many life you sacrifice for her is still nothing. Is nothing. Cannot repay kindness of her. Gave this incredible opportunities. You see, that much you sacrifice, that much one sacrifice one life to her is nothing. Cannot repay kindness. So then no question other things. You see, there's four ways of maintain kindness. First of all, kindness, numberless kindness, you know, that say gay body, and especially human body, especially which gave opportunity to practice Dharma. which this is not the first, you know, see. The cat is saying yes. All that kind of thing. Anyway, so kindness gave, you know, body. Then second, number of times, and then second kindness, say, bear hardship. Second kindness, sacrifice life. No, protected, you know, the mother protected your life from hundreds of danger each day when you're born, when once I'm born to her, you see. So, kindness of that. then that one you can count, from the time of the birth, you see, since one is conceived, and from that, after even one is born, you see, then for many years, you see. So a numberless times that she did that, you see. And then, so gave body. You know, kindness gave body numberless times from beginning of his past life, being kind of that, and then kindness protect when one is born to her, you know, protected one's own life from hundreds of danger each day, so like that, did numberless times from beginning of his birth up to now. Then she led me in the path to the world. Means gave education, either herself teach or she, you see, helped to get education. You know, so then it's a special dharma that she did like that numberless times from beginning of her rebirth. And then then the fourth one is bear the hardships. Kindness, you know, kindness, bear the hardships to me. Bear the hardships to me. Not only this life. So, it's good, at that time, you know, when you meditate on this, it's good to watch, it's good to remember another, if yourself do not have experience of taking care of children, you see. If yourself didn't have the experience, so especially if one found a very difficult life to take care of children, you see. So that is a very useful experience for you, because then you can use that as an example how your parents suffered so much for yourself. How your parents suffered so much for yourself for so many years. See, if you had your own experiences, you know, hard life, difficult life, see, day and night, you know, and then that is very good for realization, bodhicitta. Then you see to realize kindness of your parents, how they suffered so much, how they sacrificed their life so much. you know, from birth time, from in the womb, then after birth, you see. So that's very, very effective. Because something that you have seen, you experienced. However, even you don't have experience, look at the other people who have children, you know, who have many children, who have a child or who have many children, that parents having so much difficulties, have to bear so much hardships, you know, have to so much, how much life they have to sacrifice, you know, day and night, and give everything for a child, and for example, even this one, you know. You see, in the West, until they get degree from university or college, then parents have to work so hard. What I see, you know, among the students and what I see, so always this, what I hear is, They wait, you see, until the children, see, to get degree or finish university college. So they really work so hard, no time for retreat. They want to do many things. They want to retreat. They want to, their own wishes to, they want to retreat, you know. They know how the Dharma is so precious and how the life is so short. They're aware of that. And, you know, this most precious life, and very short, very so short. You know, which has all the opportunities. It's very short, and but they have no choice because they have to take care of children. They try to find many jobs and to earn a living. See, I mean, not themselves, not only themselves, but for children, all expenses. So you see, those are very helpful. You see, work so hard. And then when they come back so tired, you know, I mean, our job and so exhausted. And then also work at home, look after children. So anyway, so you watch others, parents, if you don't have your own experience. And so that. So even for 5 minutes, even for 5 minutes, if the mother did not watch, or parents hired somebody to watch, by paying money, you know, hired somebody to watch. So if the child's not watched even for 5 minutes, the child is in risk to fall down. To fall down from the steps or from, you know, some clips or to put sharp things, you know, things that harms the life, putting in the mouth. The baby, you see, there's no idea, no knowledge, you see, baby time, you see, what is harm and what is harmful and what. What's benefit and what harm? No idea. So even 5 minutes, even 1 minute is not watched. The lives, the baby's life in danger. So that you have been in similar situation like this, and always looked after by parents or they hire somebody, by parents, so like that. Or you see, paying money to the place where they can take care while the parents are working, and paying money to the child care place, or somebody look after, crying daytime, crying even nighttime, and doesn't give any peace to them, a good sleep, and so all the pipi kaka. So this all the time making dirty and have to go to clean. See. Solukhumbu's, like those Himalayan, you know, mount, those places where I was born, like that. The mother cleaned even the nose by mouth, you know, clean the, you know, nose, say, the, you know, mouth, and the nose is the mouth, you know, say, take things, you suck, you see, by the mouth, and then throw, say, mouth, see, clean, say, in feet, and especially feet by mouth to mouth. I don't remember particularly myself, fed my, by my mother mouth to mouth, but I enjoy very much the baby food. Fed by mouth to mouth, I don't remember. But I know that the food that given the baby is so delicious. I think it's because of the butter, and I think mainly because of the butter. The zamba, I think the millet in zamba, put butter. A lot of butter, you see, so it's so delicious. Maybe a little bit of salt, probably. A little bit of salt. So, may not be my own food, but maybe other child, maybe my brother's food, when my brother sang, when he was a, you know, baby or something. Maybe I ate his food. mother takes, then feed from mother. Like how the bird does, you know, exactly, maybe same in, might be in Tibet. So fed like that, feed like that. However, you see, then also, you know, that though, of course, feeding with hound milk is breast. That's very common. That's a very common thing. should remember. Good remember all the hardships. You know, if you yourself didn't have experience, you know, look at others. You know, so that use that for meditation. You know, how your parents, you know, this life. They suffer so much, they exhaust so much, bear harsh so much, worry and fear and all that, trying to earn, living, see. So for the shelter, and food and clothing, all this, and, you know. So, say, protected life from hundreds of danger every day. That also includes, you see, giving medicines when you're sick, and giving food when I'm hungry, and you know, when thirsty to even drink, and food, clothing, shelter. So that includes all those things. Protecting life from hundreds of dangers each day by the mother. then you think that this life, so much, how much it done, so much, but that's not the first time she did it, numberless times from beginning to birth, you see like that. Then you try to see the kindness, depthless, beginningless. Each kindness, depth, beginningless. That then you see, then you. So what one calls the parent, what I mean, say, all this exhaust. Exhausting, so worry, fear, also. So they create so much negative karma for us to earn living, you see, you know, for, I say, shelter, food, and clothes, all this. However, for one, to one's own well-being, they create so much negative karma, okay, by cheating others, telling lies to others, you know, harming others, killing others, you know, so many negative karma, so much negative karma they collect. So of course, should remember those, you know, Krishna Purva, for your well being. And then the result, all those need karma. They did, you know, for your well being, for your happiness. You see, then who will experience that the suffering result of those need karmas? Only themselves. You see, they did numberless times. This is not the first time they did this. Because somebody did come up, you know, when I was born to live, for my well-being, you see, from beginning to the birth. And suffer so, as a result of that, they suffer so much, you know, time at that beginning for me. These karma is created for me, see, for my well-being. Then you see, they have to suffer all the result. They have to experience all the suffering results from beginning to birth. You see, they did that. This is not the first time. Then somebody would come up to this life, then they have, you see, or they have to experience suffering in their future lives. You know. they have to experience all that. You see, so I remember all those things. And then on top of that, you see, on top of that, one causes them, you know, one's own side causes them to get angry, you know, and you see, and cause them to create so much need karma. You see, on top of that. So that, then again, they have experienced all that result sufferings. So, so all this kindness being hardship, all this, and then on top of that is one cause them to create that karma, and then they have to suffer all the experience all the suffering results. So, you know, that, from beginning to end, say, yeah. See, at birth, like this happened, you know, they did kind of being hardship, you know, like that. And then you see, Buddhas, to think this way is also very good. Buddhas, you know. Buddhas, they don't see the beginning of the. Buddhas, they don't see the beginning of the kindness of the mother. You see, gave body. This, you know, from beginning, you see, the kindness that her gave, that she gave body. This life mother gave body. Buddhas, she cannot see the beginning. She did like this numberless times from beginningless rebirth. See, Buddha do not see the beginning of the high kindness of giving body to me. See. So to repair this kindness, you know. Even I give my sacrifice my life equivalent to her, equal number of atoms of this earth is nothing. Before I mentioned, you see, even for just this life, you know, she gave that because she gave birth, even that mother, you know, who only just gave the birth, you know, because she gave birth, I have all this opportunity now. Especially to practice Dharma, not all the all the pleasures, comforts, all the education that I have, you know. So I mentioned that even just with this, one gave, you see, one sacrifice was alive, equal number of atoms of earth to her, is nothing. Especially gave up to practice Dharma. So then, second kindness, you know, gave kindness, gave, bear as a kindness, protected me from hundreds of life danger each day. So this, and I think this is not the first time, numberless times she did it from beginning to rebirth. So even I sacrifice, yeah. So say, then say, Buddha's omniscient mind cannot see the beginning of this. Even Buddha's omniscient mind cannot see the beginning of this kindness. So if I sacrifice my life, equal number of atoms of this earth to repair that kindness, cannot, there's nothing, cannot finish it in kindness, nothing. And then kindness gave education, led in part of the world, and that she did this numberless times. This is the first time she did it numberless times from beginning to rebirth. And Buddha's own mind, this kindness cannot see the even beginning of this. And so if I say, even I sacrifice even in my life equal number of atoms of this earth in the dual heart, cannot finish the bank kindness. Then the fourth one, I say, bears so much hardship for me. Kindness bears so much hardship for me. The first time she did this kindness from numberless times from beginningless rebirth. Buddha's omniscient mind cannot see the beginning of this, you know, kindness bears hardship for me. So if I sacrifice my life, even the number of atoms of this earth to repair the kindness, there's nothing, you know, cannot repair the kindness.